我们在前在这个礼拜五晚上跟昨天安琪甚至跟我们分享有关这个主巡巡回主羊的学习。
Friday night yesterday we shared about how to find back the lost sheep.
我们谈到说这个怎么样对待这些迷羊应有的态度。
We talk about the attitude we should have in treating this lost sheep.
还有我们谈到说为什么会从主羊变成迷羊的原因。
We also talk about how we turn from lost sheep to lost sheep.
那最后我们要来分享来学习的就是那谁要去找羊。
Lastly, we're going to share who is going to look for this lost sheep.
小弟记得在小时候听过一个故事。
I remember the story.
谈到说这个有个地方来了一只大黑猫很厉害所以那些老鼠被吃掉很多。
There is somewhere that there was a big black cat. It was really big, so he ate up a lot of mice.
那这些老鼠他们就开会了到底要怎么样才能够不被大黑猫吃掉。
And these mice had a meeting. They talk about how they can avoid this being eaten by this big black cat.
那会议的结果就是把这个大黑猫让它挂一个铃铛那这个铃铛一响，大家知道大黑猫来了就可以提早躲起来。
And the conclusion of the meeting is that they are going to put a big belt in, at the neck of this big black cat. So when the cat is coming, they will hear the bell ring, then these mice can hide themselves.
大家一致通过。
And they all agree with it.
那现在问题来，谁去挂这个铃铛
？Now the problem is that who is going to put this belt on this big black cat?
所以同样的我们在这个前天昨天我们的学习之后我们在讨论也知道说要怎么做了。
So likewise, yesterday and on Friday we had this discussion and we know what to do.
那现在都是谁去做的问题
Now the problem is who is going to do that?
这个也是一个很重要巡回主羊不可缺少的。
And this is also an important part about how to find back this lost sheep.
那我们来看路加福音。
Look at the book of Luke.
路加福音的第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音十章从二十五节到三十七节这里记载有一个律法师来试探耶稣。
Luke chapter 10 from verse 25 to verse 37 talks about how A law teacher was trying to test Jesus.
问耶稣怎么样才能够承受永生？
He asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
主耶稣没有针对他的问题直接答复他反倒是反问他一个问题。
And Lord Jesus did not reply directly, but instead Lord Jesus asked him.
问说那律法上是怎么写的？那你又是怎么学的？
Lord Jesus asked, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?"
那律法师当然对律法很熟悉的。
Of course, as a law expert, of course he is familiar with law.
他不加思索的马上就回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱人如己。”
Without even thinking about it, he answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength."
耶稣说：“你讲的对了。”照样去做就可以了。
And love your neighbor as yourself, Jesus replied, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you leave."
律法师没想到说他被耶稣降了一军所以他想要显明自己有理，于是又提出第二个问题。
And because the law expert wanted to justify himself, he asked again.
那你告诉我好了。
Tell me.
谁是我的邻舍？好让我去贯彻。这个爱邻舍如同自己的这个律法的要求。
Who is my neighbor so I can love my neighbor as myself and fulfill this law?
于是耶稣就讲了以下这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And the Lord Jesus talked about this parable about a good Samaritan.
今天也许我们也会问。
Today maybe we'll ask.
谁是迷羊啊？
Who is a lost sheep?
好让我去找啊。
So I can find him back.
谁是迷羊？叶传道，你是迷羊吗？
Who is the lost sheep?
Patrick, 你是绵羊吗？
Patrick, are you a lost sheep?
Oh, 我不是绵羊。
No, 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 I'm not.
谁愿意承认自己是绵羊啊？
Who is willing to admit that he or she is a lost sheep?
哦，没有人非要承认自己是绵羊啊。
No one's willing to do that.
哦，就像昨天，小弟跟一个同龄在聊天呢，哦。
Just like yesterday, I talked to a member.
哦，那哦，他就很坦白说，哦，他很少来。
And he admit, he seldom come.
哦，那就说，那你应该多读圣经。他也很坦白说，我不读圣经。
And I said, you should read the Bible more often. And he said, I don't read the Bible.
我也不祷告。
I don't pray.
我也没有圣灵。
I don't have Holy Spirit.
哦，那接下来哦，小弟说，那应当哦，你就是应该要多亲近神。
Then I said, you should spend more time with God.
哦，我也不觉得有什么必要亲近神。
And then he said, I don't feel it's necessary for me to get close to God.
哦，那谈到说为什么会不来教会。
Then we talk about why he doesn't come to church often.
哦，很坦白的说啊，哦，因为他被伤害。
And he said very frankly, because he was harmed.
哦，他没有看到那个伤害他的人有什么报应。
And he didn't see that the person who harmed him got any consequence.
哦，所以他觉得神不公义。
So he thought that God is unrighteous.
哦，我说那不要这么偏激嘛。啊，我没有偏激耶。
And I said, don't be so extreme. He said, no, I'm not extreme.
哦，啊，那我们要多读圣经，就知道哦神的这个哈，神的旨意啊。啊，我都很明白神的旨意，我都很了解圣经的道理。
And I said, we should read the Bible more often so we understand God's will. He said, I understand God's will perfectly and I understand the scripture very well.
哦，所以同样的哦，没有人会承认自己软弱，也没有人会承认自己是迷羊啊。
No, likewise, no one will admit that he or she is weak or he or she is a lost sheep.
哦，就好像这个律法师，他会问啊。
Just like the law expert, he will ask.
哦，那谁是我的邻舍哦，好让我去爱他。
Who is my neighbor so I can love him?
哦，这同样的哈
，likewise，
我们也会问说谁是绵羊，好让我去寻找。
We ask who is the lost sheep so I can find him or her back.
没有人愿意被定义啊，我是软弱的。
No one wants to be said to be weak.
我是迷失的。
I'm lost.
哦，所以同样的哦
，likewise，
或许我们也会问说谁是绵羊。
We ask who is the lost sheep.
哦，那耶稣在讲这个哈。好撒玛利亚人的比喻就是要来回复这个律法师。
And the reason why Lord Jesus was talking about the parable of a good Samaritan, he is replying to this law expert.
哦，所以同样的哈，这一个好撒玛利亚人的比喻啊，也许可以解决哈我们的这个问题啊，谁是迷羊，好让我去寻找。
So this parable of a good Samaritan may be able to answer our question about who is a lost sheep and we can find him or her back.
那我们再来看这个比喻。
Look at this parable.
哦，路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
十章三十节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 30.
三十节，耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。”三十一节。
31.
偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他。就从那边过去了。三十二节。
32.
又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。三十三节。
33.
唯有一个撒玛利亚人，行路来，到那里看见他就动了慈心。三十四节。
34.
上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。三十五节。
35.
第二天拿出2000银子来交给店主说，你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。36节。
36.
你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？37节。
37.
他说是怜悯他的，耶稣说你去照样行吧。好，这里谈到耶稣举的这个比喻有一个人从耶路撒冷到耶利哥去，在路上遇到强盗。
So the parable says a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, where he fell into the hands of the robbers.
哦，被这个抢去的衣裳，哦 甚至啊啊被打个半死啊，丢在路旁。
And his clothes were stripped, and he was beaten up and left on the road.
啊，这时候分别啊啊有这个祭司跟利未人经过，但是啊都假装没有看见啊，不施予援助就离开。
And the priests and Levites they passed by, but they ignored him and left.
哦，那为什么啊这个祭司跟利未人对于自己哦这个同胞哦？就一点爱心都没有。
Why is it a priest and a Levite had no pity on this their own people their own person?
哦，好像没有看见。
They pretend as if they didn't see him.
哦，就好像今天哦，啊，我们问说谁是绵羊，我怎么都没看到。
Just like today, we say who is belonging to this lost sheep? Why is it I don't see anybody?
有吗？有绵羊吗
？Any lost sheep?
啊，我怎么不知道呢
？Why is it I don't know?
哦。为什么没有看到
？Why don't we see？
哦，为什么祭司跟利未人，哦，他没有看到这一个被强盗抢夺、打个半死的这个同胞手足在路旁
？Why didn't this priest and this Levite saw this victim？
哦，可能啊有几个原因哦。
There might be several reasons。
哦，第一个原因呢，可能是他怕麻烦，怕被牵连呢。
The first reason is probably they are afraid of this nuisance。
哦，这个俗话说哈，世风日下，人心不古啦。哦，现在的人哦，哎，这个心里很复杂。
Maybe they're afraid of a bad person. We can say that because nowadays people are very complicated.
就像我们看到，哎，啊，有人被车子撞了，我们也会考虑说会不会是假车祸哈。那我如果去理啊，到时候咬我一口，说是我撞他的，那我不就倒霉了
？Just like today, if we see a car accident and we saw a victim, we're wondering if we should help this victim because we're afraid that this victim will turn around and accuse us, saying that we hit the victim.
哦，马太啊，24:12那里说到哦。
Matthew 24:12 says.
哦，说啊，不法的事情增多啊，人的爱心渐渐冷淡。
That says that our love gradually turn cold because there are many unlawful things going on.
哦，所以或许这个是哈啊，这个祭司哦，利未人呐，他假装没有看到的原因呢。
Perhaps that's the reason why this priest and the Levite pretend they didn't see.
哦，怕惹麻烦啊，怕惹祸上身呢。到时候啊，人家咬你一口说啊，就是他抢夺我的啦。
They may be afraid of the nuisance, or maybe they're afraid of being accused that being a robber.
哦，所以啊。不要管好了。
So I just leave it alone.
哦，当作没有看见。
Pretend I don't see it.
哦，很多时候哈，好人难做。
Sometimes it's very hard to be a good person.
哦，我们看到软弱教会软弱的啊弟兄姐妹，或者是迷失的哈、哦、这个弟兄姐妹啊，遇到困难遇到难题啊、哦，我们想要协助想要帮助，但是到最后哈、哦，里外不是人。
We see some weak brothers and sisters and. See that they are in difficulties and need help, but we don't know if we should help or not because we're afraid that they may not understand us.
我们当传道的哈，有时候都要辅导哈，协助信徒的纠纷。
And being a pastor, sometimes I have to take care of the confrontations and of brothers and sisters.
哦，所以要处理哈，这个信徒分家产哈。哦的问题啊。
Sometimes there are dividing inheritance and there are some problems.
哦，哎，这个俗话，台湾有这个一句话说哈，家伙那是分未平哦，哦，吹怕咖喱高眉，哦，就是如果财产你分的不公平哦，就会吵啊吵啊，哦，从这个年初吵到年尾了。
And there's a Taiwanese saying that if we don't divide the inheritance.Fairly, then they are going to fight from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
哦，主耶稣在世上也有人哈、哦、啊来找他哦，说啊这个他跟他的兄弟分财产分不公平啊，主耶稣哦啊你来呀、啊、给我们主持公道啊、哦，主耶稣说谁定啊谁哈、哦、啊要我做哦这个。啊，定世的官哈、哦，他也不管这个事情。
Even when Lord Jesus was in this world, there was someone who asked Lord Jesus to help them to separate their inheritance, and Lord Jesus said, "I am not going to take care of this." Who asked me to do this for you?
反而啊，哈、哦、啊，勉励他们说哈、哦，要弃绝贪心啊。
And Lord Jesus tell them not to be greedy.
啊，如果没有贪心呢、啊，怎么会争执，会争吵？
if you were not greedy, why would you fight over this inheritance?
哦，那有时候传道哦，也要处理哦，这个信徒哦，这个合伙做生意哦，赚钱分不公也会吵哦，那赔钱那一定吵哦。
As a pastor, I also have to take care of like sometimes their members getting together and doing business together, and when they were sharing this profit, they will have argument, and if they didn't have a profit, they actually lost money, then definitely they will have an argument.
哦，啊，所以如果哈，你是站在圣经的真理上，哦，两边都责备，那你两边不是人啊。
And if you do this according to the Bible, you rebuke both sides, both parties, then both parties will hate you.
这边说你站那一边，那边说你站这一边。
This party will say that you are siding at this side, at the other side, and that party will say you're siding at the other side.
哦，真的是很难很难呐。
Indeed, it's extremely difficult.
哦，所以最后哦，卖茶卡清呐，哦，不要管呐，哦，不要管呐。
Eventually, I thought that it's better that I don't intervene with anything.
哦，所以想说哈，这个或许啊，也是哦，这个祭司跟利未人哈，啊，这个装作看不见的原因之一啦，哦。
This might be also the reason why the priest and the Levite they pretend they didn't see.
哦，那另外一个原因哈。
Another reason.
啊，有可能是哈，不关我的事。
Probably said it's none of my business.
好啊，加拉太书六章二节那里说。
Galatians chapter.
六章的二节哦。
Chapter 6 verse 2 says.
哦，我们来看一下加拉太六章二节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 2.
六章二节，你们个人的重担啊，要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法啊。啊，这里要告诉我们说，哦，我们的重担哦，大家彼此担当哦。
Here tells us we should carry each other's burdens.
这个也不容易啊。
This is difficult too.
哦，这个。哦，人总是比较单顾自己啊。
Because usually as human beings, we care more about ourselves.
哦，哎，最近哦，在台湾啊，新闻上炒那个公务人员的18%哈。
Recently in Taiwan, there's an issue talking about how the government
retire 哈，这个公务人员
the retirement funds can get 18% of return.
哦，利息啊哈。
Interest 18%.
哎，好，那有一个有一个好公务员就说哈，哦，这个你们能够当公务员吗？我们公务员是要考的呢，你们考得上吗？哦，就好像说公务员呢，与众不同啊。
And one official said this, do you think you'll be able to become a government official? We'll have to pass a test. Do you think you'll be able to pass a test? Meaning that it's not easy to be an official, and he is great.
哦，那这个话一出来哈，哇，更让其他的人反感了哈。
And after he said this, of course, other people feel pretty annoyed by that.
公务员不是公仆吗？怎么好像变成老板了哈？
You're a government official, that means you're a public servant, but you're talking as if you're the boss.
哦，那谈到公务员哦，有个笑话怎么说？
In talking about government officials, there's such a joke.
一个老爸爸哈，当了一辈子的公务员呢。
There's an old father. He has been a government official for all his life.
哦，那对他这个刚刚考上公务员的孩子这么教啊。
And then he told his child who just passed the exam to become a government official. He said,
老爸爸哈，能够一生哦一帆风顺哦，三句话哦。
Your father is able to have such a smooth life or all his career life. There are three sentences can summarize.
只要记着你就可以跟老爸爸一样了。
If you remember these three sentences, you'll be as good as I am.
第一句话。
First.
我不知道。
I don't know.
第二句话。
Second.
那不关我的事啊。
That's none of my business.
第三句话。
The third.
我来的时候已经这样了。
When I was here, it was like this already.
哦，那如果你能够记住这三句话哦。你这个公务员哦，保准你要干到尾没有问题了。
If you can remember these three sentences, I assure you that you'll be a government official until the end.
小弟讲这个笑话没有说轻看侮辱公务员的意思哈。
I say this joke doesn't mean that I despise the government officials.
哎，好，但是或多或少哈，大家都会存在有这样的一个心态。
But more or less, we think like this.
哦，事不关己嘛。
It's none of my business.
哦。我们当传道的很多时候也会这样，会有职业倦怠哦。
As pastors, sometimes we have this a feeling too.
啊，小弟在神学院上课的时候。
When I was in theology school.
哦，我们老师啊，啊，资深的传道来给我们上课。
The older pastors gave us lessons.
哦，因为是资深的传道，所以我们就会问出很多在教会里头实际发生的问题啊。
Because they're older, so we will ask a lot of questions that's relevant to what actually happened in churches.
啊，老师的答案都是一个。
And the teacher's answer is one.
祷告啊，不然还能怎么样啊
？Pray, otherwise, what else you can do?
哦，祷告就好了。
Just pray, you'll be fine.
好、哦，那上着上着哈、哦、啊，突然他讲到哈、哦，这个那个老师啊，突然讲到他自己本身，哦啊的另一半哦得了癌症。
And there's one time a teacher talk about his own story about his spouse got a cancer.
哦，他说那一段日子哦，他多难过啊。
He said at that time he was very sad.
哇，每天哦，这个就是啊，想到说我快要没有太太了，怎么办
？Every day we're thinking about I'm going to lose my wife. What am I supposed to do?
我孩子还那么小。
My children still small.
啊，如果我太太死掉，我怎么当传道
？If my wife dies, how can I be a pastor anymore?
啊，哇，祷告都跟神哭啊，神啊，我怎么办呐、啊？
I was praying, I was crying out to the Lord, what should I do?、
哦、我都睡不着也吃不下饭呢。
I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat.、
哦、我们所有的、哦、这些神学生都很坏啊。我们一起说祷告啊，不然还能怎么办
?And then we're kind of bad students, we just say, just pray, otherwise what can we do?
哇，老师听了也笑了、哦、他大概也知道说、哦呵呵哦所以他也勉励我们说、哦、不要失去那个怜悯人的心、哦
And the teacher was laughing too, and he started to say that we shouldn't lose the heart of having mercy on others.
哦，所以单顾自己哦，这个或许也是啊、这个利未人跟这个哈、哦、这个祭司哈、哦，嗯，不看到这个、哦、需要帮助的啊，他的同胞手足不而不愿意伸出援手的原因了。
And being selfish, caring about only their business, probably is also a reason why this Levite and this priest ignore this victim.
好、哦，我们来看哈、哦、这个以西结书。三十四章那里，神怎么责备这些做牧人的
？Look at the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34. We can see how the Lord rebuked this
牧人牧者哈、
哦、，pastors、
哦、那个啊 shepherd 哈、哦、
，shepherd. I'm sorry.
以西结书哈、哦、三十四章
，Ezekiel chapter 34.
三十四章第一节
，verse 1.
啊，主的话临到我说二节。人子啊，你要向以色列的牧人发预言，攻击他们说：主如此说，祸哉以色列的牧人，只知道牧养自己，牧人岂不当牧养群羊吗？三节。
Three.
你们吃籽油，穿羊毛，宰肥壮的，却不牧养群羊。四节。
Four.
瘦弱的你们没有养壮，有病的你们没有医治，受伤的你们没有尝果。被逐的你们没有领回，失丧的你们没有寻回，但用强暴严严的辖制。第五节。
Five.
因无牧人，羊就分散，既分散，便做了一切野兽的食物。六节。
Six.
我的羊在诸山间，在各高冈上流离，在全地上分散，无人去寻，无人去找。哦，在这里呀、啊，神借着哦这个以西结先知。来啊、责备哈、哦，当时这个以色列人的牧啊，这个领导者。
Here the Lord rebuked these shepherds through prophet Ezekiel.
啊、哦、因为哦，他们辖制百姓。
Because they treated the people brutally.、
哦、没有牧养他们。
They did not take care of them.
哦，那或许我们会问说，那谁是牧人呢、啊、
？So we might ask, who is a shepherd?、
哦、我们直接想到做传道嘛。
So the first we think about is the pastor.
啊，那再想，哦，长老执事嘛。
And then the elders and deacons.
哦，那再想，啊，就是负责人啦。
And then the council members.
哦，啊，这些就是牧人啦。
These are the shepherds.
哦，但是我们如果说哈，这个祭司，哦，利未人是牧人的话。
But if the priests and the Levites were shepherds.
哦，那今天呢、啊？我们因着耶稣基督的救恩，我们都成为祭司的国度圣洁的子民哦。
Then through the salvation and grace of Lord Jesus, we have become a holy priesthood.
我们来看彼得前书哦。
Look at First Peter.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
二章九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。啊，在这里啊，告诉我们啊，原来我们每一个啊蒙神所拣选的信徒啊，我们都有君尊祭司的职分。
Here it tells us for a chosen people, every member of the church has a role, is a royal priesthood.
哦，所以我们每个人都是牧人呢。
So every one of us is a shepherd.
哦，所以巡羊的责任呢，不是只有长子传道负责人的事情而已啊。
So the responsibility of looking for this lost sheep does not only fall on pastors, priests, deacons, and elders.
而是所有的弟兄姐妹的责任啊。
But it's the responsibility of every brother and every sister.
我们往往哈、对于这个长子传道哈、负责人有所要求。
We often have these demands for the pastor, deacons, elders, and council members.
哦，那最大的哈、要求啊，就是希望说啊，不要挟制信徒，不要像个当官当老板的这个态度啊。
And the biggest requirement we have for them is that.Not to treat the members like subordinates.
哦，而是能够做榜样哦。
But to serve as an example for them.
啊，看彼得前书啊。
Look at First Peter.
彼得前书的第五章。
Chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
五章二节，务要牧羊在你们中间神的羊群，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强。乃是出于甘心，不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。三节，
Verse 3.
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。哦，这个都是啊，我们对教会里头长子传道负责人的要求。
This is our requirements for the church pastors, elders, deacons, and council members.
哦，也是啊，长子传道负责呢，应当。自我期许的
and the council members, pastors, deacons, and elders, they should request themselves to do this.
哦，但是长子传道对负责人对弟兄姐妹也有所期待啊。
But these pastors, deacons, elders, and council members also have this expectation from brothers and sisters.
哎，希望哦也能够因着尊重神，也彼此互相尊重。
That the brothers and sisters should respect one another because they respect God.
哦，不要变成哈这个好像立法院里头那些立法委员哈、那种态势、那种架势哈、来质问、来质询啊、长子传道负责人。
Not to that brothers and sisters do not become like lawmakers and they're like questioning or demanding deacons, elders, pastors and Council members.
哦，小弟曾经在所牧养的教会哈、对弟兄姐妹哈、对长子哦这个负责人哦有过勉励啊。
There's one time I tried to encourage the church members and elders, deacons, and council members in this church.、
哦、在神的家中，在神的教会里头，不允许有单官的长子传道负责人。但是也不可以有像流氓一样的信徒。
That we shouldn't have brothers and sisters that behave like gangsters, and we should not have elders, deacons, and council members that behave like government officials that are very highly up there.
有时候这两个哈、当官的长子传道哈、跟流氓一样的信徒啊，是一体的两面啊、有 A 就会有 B 的啦。
And sometimes I think.The brothers and sisters will behave like gangsters, as well as elders and deacons that behave like very bossy. I think this two sides of the same coin.
哦，就心理学上讲做 stereotype 哈、
哦。It's like stereotype in psychology.
嘿，哦，官逼民反哦，有时候啊，哦，这个为什么会有那个信徒那个态度那么的恶劣、啊？哦，有可能哦。忍很久了哈、因为教会的这些牧者哈、好像当老板当官在辖制人哦。
And sometimes I thought brothers and sisters sometimes behave like gangsters, probably because they have been withholding their temper, their anger for a long time because they couldn't stand the elders and deacons who behave very bossy.
啊，那有时候反过来哦，教会就是有那种哦态度非常恶劣的哦，好像流氓一样的这些弟兄姐妹，哦、不得不啊用比较强硬的手段哦来带领教会哦。
Or else, probably because brothers and sisters behave like gangsters, that's why the elders and deacons they have to be more bossy and to lead the church.
这个都不应该在教会出现。
And neither of this should appear in church.
也不允许在神的家里有这种现象。
And we shouldn't allow this to happen in the house of God.
哦，所以牧者啊、哦，应该要爱惜羊群。
So the shepherds should take care of the sheep.
羊群要顺服牧人的带领。
And the sheep should be to obey the guidance of the shepherds.
哦啊，所以这样哦，彼此互相因着敬畏神啊、哦，而爱惜啊、哦、这个神所托付的哦这个职分。
And they all should through the respect to God, they love their position in church.
哎，那来哦，那个来喂养羊群羊。
And the shepherds should.Take care of the sheep this way.
那同样哦，这个群羊也因为对神的敬畏啊、哦，而尊重牧人的职分。
And the sheep should respect the shepherds because they respect God.
哦，所以这个是相互的哦，互相哦，相对的。
So they should treat each other with respect.
哦，所以哦，我们啊，当这个哦教会啊、被主耶稣托付的这些牧者们哦。我们应当要做榜样。
So for the shepherds, we should set ourselves as examples.
哦啊，在无形当中啊，来影响我们所带领的弟兄姐妹。
So we can affect brothers and sisters this way.
哦，而不是用命令的哦。
Rather than just giving them orders.
要求的哦。
Demanding.
而是用做榜样，走在前面呢、啊。
But walking front, set themselves as examples.
哦，羊自然就会跟了、啊。
Then naturally the sheep will follow the shepherd.
牧羊跟赶鸭子是不一样的、哦、
And being a shepherd is different from chasing the ducks.
牧羊是、哦、牧羊人走前面，羊就在后面跟了。
Shepherd is that shepherd will lead in front, and the sheep will follow behind.
哦，那养鸭子是那个养的人拿一根哈、哦，拿个长竹竿在后面赶啊，就就就就就就。
And when you're taking care of ducks, it's different because the person who takes care of the ducks will be behind and using a stick to push them forward.
我们是在牧羊，我们不是在赶鸭子、哦、
We are taking care of the sheep. We're not taking care of ducks.
哦，所以要做榜样。
So we should set ourselves as examples.
哦，那这样就能够没有当官的哦，这个长职传道负责人啊，也不会有这个像流氓一样的信徒的存在。
This way, shepherds will not.Be like bossy, and the sheep will not behave like gangsters.
哦，那昨天我们谈到说哦，这个传道人呢要多一点时间在 local 教会。
And yesterday we also talked about pastors should spend more time at local churches.
哦，那我们来看一下这个马太福音哦。
Take a look at the book of Matthew.
哦，这个最后一章28章。
Matthew chapter 28.
哦，这个是主耶稣所交付的大使命。
And this is a big mission given by the Lord Jesus.
但是我们经常啊只读一半哦。
But usually we just read the halfway.
28章18节。
Chapter 28:18.
18节，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。好，那我们通常只讲到这里而已啦。哦，所以我们很强调说，传道就是要出去外面宣道了。
And usually we just read half of it, so we often say that the pastor should preach to the world.
哦，那教会的使命就是要宣道了。
Because the mission of church is to preach.
哦，但是接下来那个也是主耶稣讲的，我们却很少去注意哦。
But the following is also what Jesus said. We seldom pay attention to it.
20节。
Verse 20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。
And teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
哦，这个就是牧养的工作了。
And this is the pastor work.
哦，所以原来主耶稣所交付的大使命不是单单只是宣道，还有牧养。
So we can see that the Lord Jesus asks us to not only to preach the word, but also to take care of the sheep.
哦，使徒行传在第六章那边哦，使徒教会啊，因为在牧养上遇到困难，影响到宣道的工作。
And we can see that in Acts chapter 6, there was a problem with pastoring work. That's why it affects the...
影响到这个宣道的工作、哦、
That affect how they preach the word.
哎，所以他们选出七个帮手来协助。
That's why they chose seven helpers to help.
哦啊，所以从这两处的经文，让我们看出说牧养跟宣道之间的关系是不可分割的。
So from this story, we can tell that we should not separate the preaching from pastoring.
哦，而且是啊。息息相关的、哦、是相互帮助的。
Because these two activities are correlated.、
哦、那今天教会、在这个宣道上遇到瓶颈，有可能是我们的牧养工作不落实。
And today, if we have problem with preaching the word, that's probably because we have problem with our pastoral work.、
哦、过去、啊、我们美国教会、我们在这个宣道的工作都很尽心尽力在做。
And For the American churches, we try very hard to preach the word.
哦，甚至我们协助哦到海外的宣教的这个侍奉。
We even help the churches overseas.
哦，但是我们在这个牧养的工作上，我们却比较疏忽了。
But we kind of overlook pastoring work.
哦，我们把所有的这个工人哦。都投入到人力物力都投入到这个宣道的工作里头。
We send all the workers and all the resources to preach.
所以我们现在在谈说这个要怎么寻找迷羊。
So now when we talk about how to find back the lost sheep.
这个是不是因为我们之前在牧羊上的忽略而造成的苦果？
I'm wondering that if that's because we didn't do the pastor work very well.
所以牧羊跟宣道是一体的两面，是相辅相成的。
So we can see how preaching and pastoring are one work.
我们还是要重视这个牧羊的工作。
So we should pay attention to pastoring the members.
所以谁是牧人
？So who is the shepherd？
我们每一个人。
Every one of us.
谁要去寻羊
？Who is going to look for lost sheep？
每一个人的责任。
Everyone.
那为什么会让我们不愿意去寻羊
？Then what's the reason that stops us from looking for this lost sheep？
我们就必须要克服啊。
We must overcome the reason。
克服怕牵累、怕麻烦、怕苦。
We must overcome this fear of nuisance and fear of hardships。
以及耽顾自己那种不应当的心态。
And also the thought that we only care about ourselves, being selfish.
那这样我们才能够去做好这个寻回迷羊的工作。
Then only this way we'll be able to find back the lost sheep.
所以这个工作不单只是教会长职传道负责人的工作。
So this is not just the work of council members or elder deacons.
也必须要靠所有的弟兄姐妹的支持跟帮助才能做得好。
This work also relies on the help of brothers and sisters.
换句话说，我们每一个人都是牧人，每一个人都有寻羊的义务。
In other words, every one of us is a shepherd, and we all have the responsibility of finding back lost sheep.
我们因为时间的关系我们就先跟大家分享到这里。
Because of time limit, we're going to stop here.
我们下午再继续来看看那到底要怎么做。
In the afternoon, we'll continue to see what to do.
有什么？应当注意的。
If there's anything we should pay attention to.
我们一起同心跪下来做个感谢祷告。
We're going to kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.